The Anxiety Diaries, a YA novel, written by Rosalind L. Quill, narrated by Douglas Price. Thank you for listening. The book begins now. Chapter 1. The Lie Behind I'm Fine. I count the ceiling tiles in Dr. Prince's office while she pretends to review my file. 17 across, 12 deep, 204 total, if my math holds. And it always does. Math doesn't lie, doesn't need managing, doesn't ask how you're actually doing. The chair leather creaks when I shift. I've memorized the exact spot where the cushion dips, the way the afternoon sun cuts through the blinds in stripes across her cluttered desk. A mug with World's Okayest Therapist sits next to a stack of journals, and the one on top has a cover the color of bruised plums, soft and dark and waiting. I'm already rehearsing my exit. So, Dr. Prince settles back, adjusting her glasses. Those tortoiseshell frames with the beaded chain that catches the light every time she moves. How was the first week? Fine. I offer the word like a handshake, automatic and polished, and designed to end the conversation before it starts. Good. Busy. She waits. She's good at waiting. I've been seeing her since April, and she's never once filled silence with her own noise, never rushed to rescue me from the empty space between sentences. I'm supposed to learn to sit in it, she says, to let things surface. But the only thing surfacing right now is the urge to check my phone, to see if Julian texted back about Thanksgiving. AP Lit is brutal, I add, because the silence needs filling. Mr. Chen has signed the bell jar for next month, which feels on the nose, but okay. A corner of her mouth twitches. On the nose how? Girl loses her mind in New York? Classic summer reading. I cross my ankles, settle deeper into the chair, let my body look relaxed, even though my shoulders are tight. I'm kidding. Mostly. It's a good book. Depressing, but good. You told me last session that you had a panic attack during second period. When was that? Right. No detour through literature today. I keep my voice light, conversational, like I'm describing something that happened to someone else. Wednesday. We were doing timed essays on Hamlet, the to-be or not-to-be soliloquy, which, ironic, I know. And my hands started shaking. Couldn't hold the pencil. Then my vision went all tunnel-y, like I was looking through a paper towel tube. Dizzy. Drowning feeling. I wave a hand. Classic panic. Lasted maybe 90 seconds. I stepped out, got water, came back, finished the essay. You finished the essay. Got a B+, actually. Dr. Prince's eyes don't leave mine. She has the kind of face that doesn't give anything away. Warm brown skin, smooth and patient. Lips pressed together like she's tasting my words before she responds. And you didn't think that was worth mentioning at the start of session? I shrug. It was a blip. Happens to everyone. Does it? The question lands in my chest like a stone, heavy and cold. I pick at a thread on my flannel blue and green plaid. Three sizes too big. The sleeves rolled up twice. Julian bought it for me two Christmases ago, and I've worn it so much the elbows are wearing thin. The fabric soft from years of washing. More or less. I smile. It's a good smile. I've practiced it in the mirror. The one that says, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Don't worry about me. I handled it. That's the point, right? Learning to handle it. You handled it, she repeats. By pushing through a panic attack to finish a timed essay. Would you rather I'd failed? I'd rather you told me what happened. The silence stretches. Outside, someone's mowing the lawn. The drone of the engine buzzing through the window. And September light, golden and lazy, pools on the hardwood floor in long rectangles. I watch a dust mote drift through one of the stripes, spinning slowly, and I think about how easy it would be to just let this conversation drift away too. To let it dissolve into the warm air and disappear. Dr. Prince sets down her pen. How's Julian? My chest goes tight. I keep my face smooth. He's good. Really good. The words come out fast. Automatic, a script I've memorized. He's at UConn, working on his psych degree. He's got a roommate, a girlfriend. Her name's Maya. She's pre-med. He's thinking about applying to grad school next year. That's lovely. Yeah, he's doing great. Is he coming home for Thanksgiving? My fingers find the thread again, worry it between my thumb and forefinger. My mom's hoping. He's got a lot going on, though. Classes, internships, it's hard to get away. Dr. Prince nods slowly. Her glasses catch the light again. You talk about him like you're reading from a brochure. I'm reading from my memory. He's my brother. I know his life. You know the facts. She leans forward, elbows on her knees, and her voice softens. Eden, when you describe your